Like, what's it just like to be here and to have the Packers across your chest and just to experience this?
Oh, it's an unbelievable opportunity. I've been kind of dreaming of this since I was 6 years old, and to kind of have that opportunity with such a great franchise and great organization is just an honor. And just taking each day one by one and keep getting better.
Blake, how do you move on from those wow moments to, I'm a professional and this is what I do for work now?
I went in my freshman year, had guys like Andrew Luck at Stanford and certain people like that, and you kind of step in, and obviously at first you're like, oh gosh, all right, I got these guys, I got to prove that I can go out there and play football. And kind of once you step onto the field, it's just football, and you go out there and you're playing with guys that love the game, and that's why they're out there, and you just kind of forget about it.
Important, you wanted to get a contract worked out as soon as you got here?
Sure. That was mainly my agent wanted to make sure that was all situated. I was like, I always mess with him. I'm like, that's why I have you. I want to just go out there and go play football. I
thought you Stanford guys represented yourself.
there's split on that, but yeah.
Have you crossed paths with the veterans yet?
No, not. The only person I saw was Ty Montgomery this morning, and I got to say hi to him. He was heading to his lift and stuff, so it was cool to see him.
Blake, was there a wow moment yet? When did it really sink in?
I mean, yeah. When I walked in yesterday and saw my locker all set up, I literally got chills going down my whole body. I was like, wow, this is the real deal, and it's time to perform.
How much pressure do you put on yourself, given the need that they have at inside linebacker?
I feel like I'm not putting too much pressure on myself. I kind of just go in each day, wanting to keep getting better, learn the playbook, and do those things. And if I have the opportunity to step in and contribute on this team, I'm going to make sure I do my best.
What did they ask you to do on this first practice today? What do you anticipate to do in these first couple of practices?
Right now we're just learning a couple plays and kind of going out there doing – mainly they want us just working on fundamentals, getting better on those little things, because they talked to us all this morning that the little things are what – makes you a champion. And so we're working on those things, getting those things right before we kind of build up that foundation.
What would be the little things you think you might need to work on in your game to have success at the next level?
I want to work on everything. I think just the big thing I want to get better at is just technique on getting off blocks and doing those types of things. I feel like in college I was able to be 1 to 2 steps ahead of guys and kind of get there before a blocker can get to me. And so saying that, I feel like I can get off blocks. It's just wanting to learn those little things to get even
speed,
more.
And the speed is that
exactly.
Greater,
yeah, the speed.
When the veterans get here.
Exactly. Once that gets there, then it's another adjustment you want to make and want to prove that you can kind of step in and do those things.
Like, what allowed you to stay on the field, like, all downs for Stanford?
I think it was just my athletic ability, just being able to kind of play in space, cover guys, and do those types of things. This last year, I took that, like, prominent role of being that cover guy, so I was in there in our dime packages and doing those things. Just kind of the work you do off the field to make sure that your conditioning's ready to go. I made sure the spring ball, prior to my senior season, I told my coaches, I do not want to come out. The only time they can take me out is if we're up by 40 and you want to get the younger guys some reps. But even then, I was still wanting to stay in there. So I told them that, and they're like, all right, Blake, put the work in, and we'll let you do it. So
you're well aware that's the need here, right?
Yes, sir.
The perceived need.
Yes, sir.
So what have you been doing? What are you going to do conditioning-wise? So
no, yeah. I mean, once obviously this weekend gets done, we'll be doing things with the strength coach, seeing those types of things. And then obviously I always want to ask to do little extra things on the side to make sure, hey, what can I improve on? I want to figure out today in practice what can I improve on to – make it better tomorrow and those types of things.
Will school allow you to be back for OTA?
So I'm graduated. I'm good to go. I'll be here throughout the whole entire time.
You got to feel pretty good about that.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. That was my main thing. If I had the opportunity to play in the NFL, I wanted to make sure I took summer school each year and graduated early.
As a mid-round draft choice, is your status any different than the guys you drafted ahead of you or the undrafted guys? How do you view your spot in the pecking order here kind of this week?
No, I mean, we talked about it when we first got here in meetings that it doesn't matter if you're drafted, undrafted, anything. You're one of the guys, and you have to act that way. And it's all about the best guy's going to go out there and play. So my goal is to be the best no matter who's out there.
How do you think your skill set fits in with what they're trying to do here?
I think, like I said, at Stanford, I was an athletic player. I was able to play in space. I was able to do all those things. And then my instincts able to go out there and make the tackles that I need to make and make those plays. And I feel like me stepping in there and having that opportunity that I'll be able to do those things.